Visiting with Melvin Edwards now, Moberly Spartan senior, and he's made a college choice to play football at McMurray in Jacksonville, Illinois. Tell me about your choice, what you like about their program.
I like their football program a lot. They kind of make sure that the players aren't just getting good at football, but they're helping with academics and other stuff, so there's a lot of stuff around it besides just the football. And the football program seems pretty nice. They kind of got an open spot where I'm trying to play at, so.
How important is it for you? You get a second chance because your senior year got cut short by an injury to get to continue to play. How special is that for you?
It's pretty good because I feel like I get to redeem myself and maybe find some bigger chances out there somewhere. So,
Tell us about your injury, what exactly happened, and where you are in your recovery.
I had a broken fibula in my left leg. I'm actually pretty good right now. I'm at 100%. Squatting, doing everything I'm supposed to be doing. So,
where do they want you to play once you get over to McMurray, or is that to be evaluated?
DN.
Okay, so where you played in high school. What do you think your strength is as a defensive end?
I feel like I can counter, backside counter, plays like that. I feel like I can read the defense pretty good. So,
all right, get to the quarterback, right?
Yep.
What about your memories here as a Moberly Spartan, and how has this program helped you develop as a player and a person?
It helped me develop as a man, being able to be responsible for getting to practice and stuff on time. It's helped me with weight training, gave me another family, so it helped a lot.
Terrific. Best of wishes to you and congratulations.
Thank you.
Melvin Edwards and Moberly going to play at McMurray. Let's visit with Cody McDowell. Another one signs in Melvin Edwards. What about McMurray? What can you tell us about the program and how he's going to fit in?
Well, I think they've been a program that's on the rise. They've done a really good job recruiting this area. I know a couple of the coaches there pretty well, and one of them was actually my former college coach. So he's always kept in pretty good contact and always checked up on our kids and really been complimentary of our kids and our program. So, you know, when those guys show up and they do a good job recruiting, I think the kids notice. And, you know, Melvin went there and liked the place and kind of liked the attention they gave him. And so it's going to work out. It's a good spot for him, and I get a chance to, you know, to play at the next level.
He got off to such a nice start, and then the injury hit him. It's kind of nice to see a kid get another chance, right?
Yeah, I mean, and that's kind of the tough thing. You know, you talk about the breaks you get and how you kind of handle those bad breaks, and that's one thing when it comes to your senior year and you get hurt late in the season, it's hard to – if you're wanting to go play somewhere, it's hard because it's just the kid – there's not that much film, there's not that much – you know, tape for those coaches to watch. It's hard to get plays. So it was good that those guys would kind of look past that, you know, because he never came back after the injury, so they weren't able to really see how he responds. They're just kind of – they're going off of kind of what we say and how he looks and kind of trusting us, and hopefully he'll make us right, and I think he will.
Showed that he had a nose for getting to the quarterback. What do you think his upside is going to the next level?
I think potential. You know, he didn't really have a whole lot of D-line experience, so he's got a lot of upside just as far as putting his hand on the ground. We kind of transferred him from linebacker to D-line, so I think he's fairly still a little bit raw, especially, you know, you kind of saw him. He got, like you said, he got better as the year went on, so it'll just be good to kind of see how he gets there and gets maybe some different teaching and gets a different experience and just kind of see how he blossoms.
All right, that's Moberly coach Cody McDowell and the signing of Melvin Edwards.